Since it opened last month, Health District Director Dr. Cynthia Morrow says they've administered more than 5,000 shots at the center. Of that total, more than 500 to date have been for children 5 to 11. And as of yesterday, walk-ins are allowed.
We have a goal of 200. The last time I checked, we had about 100 children aged 5 to 11 signed up today, so we would have 100 slots available for walk-ins.
Parents and guardians can still make appointments if they want to. And with Pfizer seeking approval for its booster shot for those under 65.
We have a commitment from the CDC through December. And so we're really hopeful that if there are any changes in recommendations before the end of the year, we will be able to accommodate that at the community vaccination center.
Where the J&J booster is available as well. It's getting better, promised Morrow. The infection numbers are coming down. And so far, one district in Covington has dropped from high transmission to substantial transmission. Gene Moran, WFIR News.